Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Bricado's Sandwich Shop, 5021 East Columbus Drive in Ybor City, home of the best devil crabs in town. When you go by there, and I know you will, don't forget to try that devil crab. Bucks Uncensored is also brought to you by Sports Legends Bar and Grill, home of one of the best draft parties this area, Tampa Bay, has ever seen. We took the roof off that mother. Phenomenal food. It's all fresh, and it's the only place in Tampa where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. It's at the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater. Sports Legends Bar and Grill, where you can eat like a legend. This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. We're self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I can't feel my face and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we about. I know what we about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family.
One team, one heartbeat. Let's get it.
Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Bucks Uncensored! Bucks Uncensored!
Let me tell you one thing. I have looked forward to a lot of sporting events in my day. I don't know if I've ever been this jacked up for a meaningless game in my life. Preseason games mean absolutely nothing. The outcome of the game, zip. But let me tell you why this preseason game has extra meaning. It's Bucks Uncensored. Justin Pulaski, the commish. I am the host of this podcast. And leading the stick carriers. Leader, whatever. We had a big night on Thursday night. I have told you on this podcast that we will unite the Buccaneers fan base, and we did. Now, it's a work in progress. It is going to be every single day. People will continue to try and tear us down. But as I have told you, as people tear us down, we rise bigger and stronger than ever before. I am jacked out of my fucking mind thinking about tonight. Saturday night, our first chance as a fraternity, as a movement, to be inside our home stadium, our home stadium, for the first time. Together. We are stronger together in numbers. That word together should ring true. If you ever see a stick carrier attacking somebody else, that person is no stick carrier. Unless that somebody else is an opposing fan. Stick carriers stick with other Bucks fans, period. And if somebody is trying to tear us down, you don't attack them back. You turn your head and walk away because we are stronger, because we have numbers. Don't worry about one person. Worry about the movement, about the fraternity, about the stick carriers. As we grow, as the time goes by, and as we continue to show out and support our team, fans will continue to come our way. They'll grasp towards us. And as we unite this fan base, they will be the outsiders. They will be the ones dividing the fan base. And the uniting started Thursday night when I sat down with old school Derek of What the Buck fame and Keith from the Buckaholics, who runs all of Florida for the Buckaholics, a group that is nationwide. And we united together, pledging our allegiance to the Buccaneers, not to What the Buck, not to the stick carriers, not to the Buckaholics, but to the ultimate goal, and that is for our team to win. Saturday night, I cannot emphasize the importance of tonight for us together, stronger together in numbers. We grow in numbers, but we have to be together. Tonight, we make the biggest impact we have made of all. The draft party was big. The stick carrier takeover day of training camp was bigger. Tonight, we unite inside our stadium as we take back Ray J. This is it. This is the message to the players, to the coaches, to the front office, to the ownership, that the stick carriers will support this team and will provide a proper home field advantage for a team that might not have ever had a home field advantage. We are going to show up at 6 o'clock outside the ticket office in the South End Zone Plaza. I'm going to be there. Old school of What the Buck fame will be there. And you never know what other celebrities might show up. But most importantly, hundreds, maybe even thousands of you will be there as well. So let me ask you this. Would you rather sit at your tailgate party and have another beer? Or would you rather go into the fucking stadium and let's get the real fucking party started? We go into the stadium at 6:30. We meet 6, 6:15. It's a good time to interact, meet each other, see each other, say hi, blah, 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 get it all out of the way. Because there's no saying hi inside the stadium. See, we go into the stadium, we are chanting and cheering and yelling and chanting and cheering and yelling. And we go up that spiral walkway all the way up as it echoes throughout the entire parking lot. People are going to look to us and say, who are they? They'll know soon enough. As we get to the top of that spiral walkway, the sections right in front of us, just as we enter the prime portion of the stadium, it's 119, 120, 121, boom, 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 right there, right by the Buccaneers tunnel. We're going to be in there so early, security won't be checking tickets, and we can take over all of those sections and properly do what our team deserves, what no other fan base in the NFL is doing. And that is, as our players come out onto the field, we are going to start a tradition that will carry on forever. Those players come out for warm-ups, and we are going to identify them, and we are going to do a roll call. That roll call will be just like what we did at the stick carrier training camp takeover day. We will do the roll call until that player acknowledges us. And like I told you about the stick carrier training camp takeover day, they know we're going to be there. And the Buccaneers will acknowledge us. Do not be surprised if Jason Light comes over and acknowledges the stick carriers. If the owners come over and acknowledge the stick carriers, the players will be acknowledging the stick carriers. Because they know what we can provide them come the regular season. From 6:30 to about 7:15, we are going to cheer our fucking asses off. The game doesn't even start till 7:30. But that's where we make the impact, and that's what we do every single game. When the team goes into the locker room, everyone can disperse to their seats. But let me tell you this, if you are not sitting in 119, we need you. We need you. Like I've said, 119, 120, and 121, those sections right by the Bucks tunnel, they are loaded with stick carriers and members of What the Buck. Loaded. They need to lead the charge in that stadium. But who gives a fuck if they lead the charge and the rest of the stadium does not follow through? That is where the stick carriers come into play the most. We need you in each section. We need you to unite among sections, and we need you to get your section on board with what we're trying to create. So are you willing to take on that responsibility, and are you ready to make our stadium a true home field advantage, and are you ready to take back Ray J? I am. There is no fucking doubt about that. 6 o'clock we meet, 6:30 pregame warm-ups roll call, 7:15 we disperse to our seats, the kickoff starts, we start chanting. Well, we start swaying first. We're just swaying. I don't know if the Bucks are going to play along with us. I would love for them to. It's up to them as to what songs they're going to play, but I tell you this. We start swaying back and forth, and then we start chanting. And we start chanting maybe not too loud at first, but then as we go, it gets louder and louder. And louder. You know, at first it might only be our section doing that. And some stragglers around the stadium. But this is how you build tradition. You cannot give up. You keep fighting. All I can envision is an entire stadium of Bucks fans swaying back and forth at the kickoff doing that. The game will start, and I truly hope that you all treat it as if it's a playoff game. Sure, we want to stay quiet when the offense is on the field. We're not dumb. But when that defense is on the field, are you going to stand? Are you going to cheer? Are you going to bring the energy and environment that all of us listening to this podcast deserve? I sure hope so. The game will go on. Halftime will come. At halftime, a lot of people leave. A lot of people go home. Starters are done. No need to stay. Well, guess what? As people leave, seats are opening. At halftime, we all migrate down back to 119, 120, 121, right by the Bucks tunnel. We take over those sections again. And have you ever seen in your life, in any preseason game, where fans come together and cheer on the third and fourth stringers louder than they cheer on the first teamers? That's happening Saturday night. I'm beside myself. I am fired up. I know the significance of this event. Jameis Winston's entire family is joining us. 10 family members of Jameis Winston. One of them direct messaged me on Facebook and said, "We want to be with the stick carriers. What do we have to do?" Gave him the details and he said, "You can definitely mark us down. We will be there." Jameis Winston's family, folks. Family members from all of these Bucks players are on board with us. You are on board with us. We are uniting the fan base like never before. And now it's time that we reap our rewards. And that is that we go inside that stadium, we take back Ray J, and we get loud as fuck. Preseason, regular season, or postseason, we get loud. I mean fucking loud. I mean so loud that you're not even going to be able to hear yourself think. It's going to be a special moment. It's going to be our first moment inside Raymond James Stadium. And it's going to be our first of many. This is not a one-year plan, three-year plan, or five-year plan. This movement, the stick carriers, is a way of life. This is a movement that will continue to grow and that will show how unified the fan base of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is. No matter how hard radio, sports talk radio, or dead newspapers are trying to get you to be split, divided, because it helps their clicks or helps their ratings. The thing that scares our local media, the evil Bucks media, the most is the united fan base. It's happening right before our very eyes. I hope you know that. I hope you realize that. And I hope you're ready, because we united on Thursday night, and there's a podcast to prove it. We'll play a portion of that. Next, this is Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored is the name of this podcast. I'm Justin Pawlowski, at Commish Online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, jpawlowski324 on Snapchat. Thursday night was a monumental day. Drove all the way out to Brandon. Met Keith from the Buckaholics, who drove all the way to Tallahassee and then was turning around and driving right back to Tallahassee. Christian from Headlines Barbershop showed up, and thank you to Old School Derek of What the Buck, who brought us into his home, beautiful home, fed us amazing food, and then sat us down in his podcast/poker room. It was pretty spectacular, and what a way to unite the Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan base.
The reason we are here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and we've tweeted about it, we've been subtle, we've done less subtle things. There's been this groundswell in Bucks fandom, and it's been building, right? All you guys who listen to this podcast, who listen to Justin's podcast, who are Buckaholics out in the middle of freaking nowhere, you've all been Buck fans for a long time. You're all rabid. You've all got the jerseys. You've got the crazy tchotchkes. You've been to the games. You've gone to away games. You've done all the things. Hell, some of you tailgated with us. You've listened to Justin when he was on a radio station that we won't name because we don't like him very much.
Yeah.
But what happened is people gravitated to these groups. We had What the Buck, we had the Buckaholics, and then the Stick Carriers splashed onto the scene recently. And so all of this discussion was going on. You guys remember videos about there was, well, who's the biggest fan and who's the best fan base and who's this other shit? And what's funny is the people behind the scenes who are in this room right now, by and large, didn't give a fuck about any of that. All we wanted to do was come together. And so the Stick Carrier takeover of training camp, which went incredibly well. You guys saw the videos from everyone from me to Hard Knocks to the local stations. Everyone covered the damn thing. Was great. And we got together and I got a chance to meet the other captains of the Stick Carriers, right? Because there was some trepidation, Justin, you know that. There was some trepidation about the Stick Carriers because you guys were new and we didn't know what was going on.
Well, and I think too, and let's just squash some of the rumors in membership fees, doing this just for money. I think we've all sat here for the last 2 hours before. This is about doing something good for Bucks fans, and this is about doing something good for the community. And, you know, that's been my focus all along. Derek, I wouldn't wear this attire if I didn't have a good career. I was in radio for 12, 13 years. I wore shorts and sandals for the last 13 years. You think I want to wear business attire every day? I've got a good career. I'm not doing this for the money. I'm doing this because I channeled my inner 12-year-old and I want to build an environment inside Raymond James Stadium like none of us have ever experienced before. And I really think that we can do that, but the only way we can do that is together.
You know, the togetherness is really the key here. And, you know, it's funny with, what we're talking about tonight and we've got 50 people live listening. I think our limit is 100, but if it's not 100, I should go back there and fix it while someone else talks for a while because you guys have brought a tremendous, juice. That's the term I use for you guys. You know, so we'll do a little bit of a history lesson, for the folks who don't know the history lesson, right? Because I got a chance to meet the Buckaholics out in Arizona. You guys blew up, right? You guys were out there. You were misplaced, displaced fans all around. You found brotherhood, fraternity. And that's a word that's going to come across a lot tonight, people, is fraternity. I met you guys in Arizona. You guys took over San Diego and you blew up, right? Now, tell us a little bit about the Stick Carriers, Keith.
About the Stick Carriers?
Yeah, I'm sorry, about the Buckaholics. I apologize. And get in on that microphone. If you need to move the pop filter, move it. You're fine.
Let's get in here on this microphone a little deeper. Are you live?
Buckaholics is basically, it's a group of fans who were displaced.
We're live on
Yeah, move the pop filter and just get in the microphone. You're good.
We're on the Stick Carrier Facebook page.
We're on the Stick Carrier.
We're simulcast.
Basically, the Buckaholics are just a bunch of fans who were displaced from the Bay Area and wanted to find a place that they could congregate and, you know, watch the game, show their love for the Bucks. And it kind of grew organically to the point where they decided to go ahead and let's go check out a game. Let's put the event together. Let's have a tailgate. Let's see if we can make an impact at another team's stadium. That started with Arizona about 2 years ago, and it went over so well that they decided to really put some forethought into it and plan the San Diego Charger invasion.
Which was amazing.
Yep, and absolutely.
That ended up being what sold me on getting involved with the Buckaholics, as that turned into just being something where a bunch of people were selling T-shirts and stickers to fund the tailgate, and it's morphed into something that's bigger than any of the people who started could imagine. And now it's turned into more of a thing where we get to do what we want as far as watch football, support the Buccaneers, and have this ability to make enough money that we can give back to the community. And
you guys gave back to the community, at least with us in our golf tournament, to the tune of $2,500.
Yeah. Well,
which was pretty stupendous.
That was a privilege. And I was fortunate enough to be able to participate in the tournament. Yep. So, the way the tournament was played out and the way that we got involved with that, that's what sold me on the fact that, this is the right thing to do. And this is something that we can do. What we love, be fans, watch yep. football, tailgate, drink beer, eat a lot of food, and now we have the opportunity to give back to the fans, give back to the community, give back to the team. And now that we've got this gentleman over here, Justin, we'll point the camera at him right now, this guy, he's been able to mobilize the local fan base. And if anybody didn't catch what happened at training camp when they took over, go look it up. It was one of the most amazing things that we've seen. So now we have the ability, or we have the privilege, I should say, to join Derek and the What the Buck crew and Justin and the Stick Carriers and do our best to, should we say, are we going to say take it back? Or?
Well, I mean, Justin, you're the one who should time out that theme because it starts this Saturday with taking back Ray J a little bit, right? So tell them a little bit about that and tell them a little bit about what the Stick Carriers, your vision for this, because it's not about, and I want to prime the pump a little bit for you because this is one of the misnomers. I think Joe Bucks Fan actually had an article.
It's
today.
Always good to prime the pump before you actually pump it.
Listen, I usually prime a lot and then, yeah.
Then there's no pumping.
There's no pumping.
I know. Trust me. So, I know.
But the dream is
a fake laugh.
That we get enough of this activity, this groundswell of activity that labels don't matter, right? Like we said before, it's ice cream. We've got podcasts. We've got shirts. We've got logos. We got everything. We're Bucks fans first and foremost, right? What is the dream you have for the Stick Carriers, this group that you've built organically and has grown and gotten its own legs? We got Christian here too. Tell folks a little bit about what your vision is for the Stick Carriers.
Hold on, let me turn the camera around so
Christian's
going
to hit his microphone 15 more times.
My bad.
Well, he's just not used to it. I got it.
When they say swallow the mic, they don't mean put it in your mouth.
Listen, I'm a barber, okay? You guys want some fades? You want some Bucks flies in your heads? I can do that. I'm not that great on radio.
I swear to God, if you hit that thing,
I'm
done. One
more time. I talk with my hands.
I'm going to shove that deeper down your throat.
Okay.
All right, so here's the deal. The first thing I have pushed on my end is we are stronger together. And together is all caps. Stronger together in numbers. You know, it's one thing when you have 100 people together or 200 people together. But when I showed up on our Stick Carrier training camp takeover day, and Old School, you were there, and I told you, and I've said it on my podcast several times, I was hoping, and Christian, we talked about it the night before. We had people in from 11 different, 10 different states and
one
other
country. Panama.
In for that takeover, which probably should have told me that it was going to be a special day. And so we went out the night before, and we're sitting there, and we were talking. We were just hoping for 300 people to show up. 300. And then you show up, and there's 300 people there at 6 o'clock in the morning.
When I was running 15, 20 minutes behind, and I got a phone call from you, you need to get down here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people here. How many? Just get down here.
Yeah,
this is insane.
Things were happening.
It's escalating really fast.
6:30 is 500 people. By 7 o'clock, there's 1,000 people in line, and that was only one side. The other side was full too.
They opened the parking lot early, guys. Like they literally, we were backed out to MLK. We were blocking traffic. They didn't open the parking lot. What was it? 7:30? They had to open the parking lot at 7 a.m. to let us in.
So, at that point, I knew. All right, we've got something. Something special, but it's not what I need it to be. It's not what I want it to be. And I knew it wasn't what Old School wanted. And I knew the Buckaholics all across the nation have been yearning for something like this. And you know, it's funny because we're located in Tampa and you hear so much about the Buckaholics out west and in other places, but why aren't we hearing enough about the Buckaholics here in Tampa? And that's where Keith is trying to really grow this. But it's not about growing his group or the Stick Carriers or What the Buck. It's about growing a fan base together that is going to take back our stadium. You know, when our head coach has to come out after, or actually, was it before or after one of the games last year?
It was before.
And say he's sick and tired of opposing teams' fans showing up and taking up the lower bowl, that's embarrassing. And it's not that we have a responsibility upon ourselves. It's like for the people like me, like Christian, like Old School, like Keith, we're all season ticket holders. We're all fans. We're already going to the games. But how can we take the passion that each of us has and bring it together? Because as I said, stronger together in numbers. How can we do that? And I think we're doing that with the Stick Carriers. We're doing that with What the Buck. We're doing that with the Buckaholics. But the only way that we can have success, Old School, is what? We bring it
together.
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 That's what we're doing, right?
So together's the theme word.
You know, we joked around about it. It's like the United Nations of Bucks fans, right? Literally, these guys came down. So Keith came all the way down from Tallahassee. We got together between 6:30 and 7. These guys are a little bit more local, but we're over at my house in Valrico. I cooked up 7,000 pounds of food because we're carnivores. We sat out there, we ate, we're drinking some delicious IPA, some high lie, good stuff. And we've been talking about how this can grow, how this can get better, how this can be, and I just see, KRS in the chat room just said family, right? You know, we joke around all the time about the tailgate that we've been doing for years, right? Being the family reunion with family you haven't met yet. And when we talk about the Bucks fans that we've met, a lot of times we wouldn't be necessarily friends with these folks, not because they're bad people, but we don't have the same walk of life. But all of a sudden we've got this unifying factor in this team that we love. Listen, football is a sport. It's fun. We enjoy it. We avoid things we don't want to talk about to go do sports, right? It's an evasive technique. And Justin, we were talking about this earlier. One of the things the NFL has done an absolutely shit job of is they try to compete directly with the home experience. We've never believed that that's where it starts. It doesn't start at kickoff. It starts before that. So when you think about this uniting of the fan base, first, I would like to say it never really had to happen because we were already united. So this is just the codification of this uniting process. This is us like all acknowledging, oh, fuck, you guys are pretty badass, too. We all root for the same team. Let's go do some cool stuff. Right, that wasn't Christian. That was Justin this time.
I have big feet.
I've heard that. But what's funny is what we're going to talk about tonight is we've all been fans for a long time. There's no fan dick measuring going on here, guys. If you're a fan, you're a fan. You're all welcome.
God, I hope there's not dick measuring.
No, listen, it's very cold in this room. I keep the house like 72 degrees.
Very cold in here.
It would not be impressive.
Very, yeah.
No comment.
Keith says no comment.
I am of Dominican descent.
Okay, all right. Listen,
Dominican, we don't need you around here bragging.
Okay. I'm of Polish descent.
But one of the things we talked about tonight was tailgating. Now, when you think about stick carrier evolution, and we talked about it, so these guys are screaming and yelling and cheering. And I got Christian in one ear. I got Harold in the other ear. I got Justin. He's over there organizing everyone. Okay. And they're talking about tailgating. And I had heard Justin say, let's talk about tailgating. Well, this is one of those areas where we think we do a pretty good job, right? We got a Hall of Fame tailgate in Tampa Bay. While the team was getting their teeth kicked in for the better part of a decade, we kept growing. And we said, this is silly. Why are we reinventing the wheel? Let's get this shit together. Let's come together and have one tailgate. There's all of this opportunity. You guys know us as a charitable organization. We do the things we do. All of a sudden, we go from a 300 to a 700 person tailgate to a 600 to a 1400 person tailgate. All of it gets better. Better what? Together. And then some of the vision that the stick carriers had from Justin's approach towards this sort of collegial atmosphere started to come to light. Now, I'll paint some of the picture, Justin. I don't want to steal your thunder. I want you to paint some of the picture. But if you guys have been to the tailgate at Ohio Street.
Yeah, for people that haven't been, yeah. I mean, you can kind of paint the picture and then I'll kind of take it.
Perfect. So where our tailgate is, if you've been to One Buck Place, it's directly across Ohio Street. So Ohio Street runs parallel to MLK, right? So across, headed directly south.
I guess we should maybe start by saying, yes, we are uniting the fan base. We are going to have a tailgate. The stick carriers are going to join What the Buck, and it's going to be one gigantic party before every single home Bucks game.
So it's official now.
It's official.
It's official. Out of the
we
bag.
We should go ahead and make
it's
that
out of the
official.
Bag.
Yeah, it's out
yes!
Of the bag.
Yes! Yes! I'm so fired up. Christian's fired up. Keith is fired up. He's fired
hey, don't
up.
Get, don't get me started.
B-U-C-C-A-N-E-E-R-S. Go Bucks!
We got clipping and everything on the mics. This is all terrible. I hope
crazy.
Everyone's okay.
Crazy.
It's so great. We need a Cape Chicken over here.
okay.
Paint the picture.
And then
so
Justin will take over.
So it's official now.
It's official. And it's funny. We were joking around beforehand. We've always been an open tailgate. This is just the absolute unification. Everyone's going to be there. So where we are is on Ohio Street. And if you got Google Maps up, look due south of One Buck Place, private lot, large lot. We've got everything you can imagine for a tailgate. We've got men's and women's restrooms. We've got power. We have food. We have beer. We're bringing some of our forces together to bring more food, more fear, more beer. Now, the way this is going to work and the way this gets even better, the way it becomes what we're calling tailgating evolved, is by everyone understanding the rules of engagement. This is a donation-driven tailgate. We don't charge. We don't have tickets. We don't have any of that bullshit. We are all grown folk here, all right? All of our net profit from the tailgate goes to charities. You can see those on every one of the events. There's no question about it. You can see all that. If you have any questions, you can ask any of us, and we'll tell you. When you go to the registration desk, we're going to ask for your ID. If you left your ID at home, you're not drinking, guys. That's the way it works.
What?
Bring your ID.
Oh, I have gray in my beard.
I don't care. I look like I'm 60, and they ID me. That's and all terrible. I drink is Gatorade, because otherwise I'll cramp. Anyway, so you get your wristband.
I'm international. Does a passport work?
A passport would work, absolutely. Okay. So you get your wristband, and what we envision is the expansion of our already pretty cool setup. Well, you've got food. We've got Steakhouse Elite Burgers and Dogs. We're going to have some kind of pizza, probably. We're going to have some sort of wings. You just don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be almost like a music festival meets a tailgate meets a college environment. It is going to be unreal. You
quick
guys,
question. Quick
yes,
question.
Sir.
Are we going to have any karaoke?
Probably not at the tailgate.
I have a good voice.
Listen, I believe that. So we do have a live concert at the tailgate.
Okay.
So Franco's anthem, we always have Franco perform live. He's got last year's anthem and this year's anthem. It's going to be amazing. Now, when you think about the fun we've had before, and listen, we pound our chest a lot about our tailgate. We're pretty goddamn proud of it. But when you add the college atmosphere, and this is where Justin's going to step in, we really think it is going to become tailgating evolved. So we know you're going to be fed, you know you're going to be watered, and while doing it, you're going to do some amazing things in the community. And that is really, it's tailgating with a purpose. It's what we've been doing, and it's what everyone can make this even better with doing, right? And then we add the stick carrier collegial thing, and here we go. Justin, what do you envision with that, brother?
All right, so first thing, this is what I think I'm best at, is, oh, you want to hold this for me?
Yeah.
Just hold he always wants to hold it for you.
I tried to.
Oh, Jesus.
No, come on.
Do I need two hands?
I need it closer to my face.
Two
no,
hands?
That's fine. This is fine. No, this is fine. I just need it closer to my face so everyone can see me. We're on the Stick Carrier Facebook page live as well. So one thing that I've always been, and maybe it's my strongest feature going all the way back to when I was in radio, but hosting parties. I've always felt like I've done a very good job at being a host. Maybe not organizing them like Derek. And old school, I think he does a great job of organizing them. But one thing I can do, man, I love working a room. I love going around, making sure everyone's having a good time, making sure everyone's got a drink, making sure everyone's, you know, cheering, yelling, especially for a football game. So that's going to be my job at the tailgate parties, is to walk around, make sure everyone, the energy level is being raised as much as possible as we get closer and closer to kickoff. Now, what we're going to do, and Derek, should we go ahead and announce what time or the time frame that the tailgate parties are going to conclude? Because it does play a big part into what our plans are.
It absolutely does, and I'm glad you brought it up. So for those of you who have been to our tailgates, you know that we always break down an hour before the game, and we're very clear about that. We're fans first, right? We're absolutely fans first. So we break down, historically, an hour before the game. We're going to move that back another 15 minutes. So we do our last call used to be 15 minutes before. Now we're going to move it back that whole half hour. Last call will be an hour and a half before game kickoff, right? Then we will do close down. And at that point, guys, we'll do our group photo, which is always fun. And then Justin is going to start leading this together. And we're going to do something that I don't think I've ever seen. I've been to 20 stadiums, I believe, at this point. 20 different tailgates. I've never seen this done. Bring your green hat. Everyone's going to do it, Flint Town. Tell them what's going to happen at that point.
Yeah, so here's the deal, and here's what's going to transpire at these tailgate parties. So let's say it's a 1 o'clock kickoff. We're used to those around here, and then you can adjust the time as is. But let's say it's a 1 o'clock kickoff at 11:30. We'll have last call. And then at 11:45, that's when everything stops. We're going to stop the tailgate party, and we're all going to kind of congregate there in Ohio, the Ohio
Absolutely.
Street, whatever that is.
Yep, the right away.
And everyone's going to move there. So if we've got 1,000 people at the tailgate party, imagine 1,000 people in the street. And so what we're going to do, as Derek and his crew and the stick carriers and our crew start breaking down just some of the key equipment, we don't want anything stolen, so we want to make sure that that's all stored away. As they're all breaking that down, we're going to just start cheering. We are going to get loud. We are going to chant. We are going to do Bucks chants. We're going to spell out Buccaneers. We're going to do the Tampa Bay chant. We're going to chant Let's Go Bucks. We're going to chant What the Buck. We're going to chant Stick. Carry that stick. We're going to chant the Buckaholics. We're going to embrace everyone because we are uniting as one fan base. And then once everything is stored away, a little before, an hour from kickoff, we are going to march together down Ohio, across Himes, and into the stadium together, chanting and cheering and yelling, so that everyone in the parking lots on both the north and south side of the stadium can hear us. And then we're going to go up the ramp. No, we're not going up the escalator, folks. The escalator does not echo the same way the, what is it called? The rotunda?
The spiral, we call
the
it.
Spiral. The spiral. We just call it the spiral. As you go up the spiral, it echoes. People will be able to hear us throughout the entire parking lot. They're going to go, what is going on there? They're not going to say it's the stick carriers. They're not going to say it's what the Buck or Buckaholics. They're going to say it's that crazy ass bunch of Bucks fans that goes in an hour before kickoff to get their team jacked up, because we're taking back Raymond James Stadium this season. So as we go up the spiral, we're going to be right there by the pirate ship, right? Because that's the corner of the end zone, right where you're going to come out. And what we're going to do is we are going to go right behind the pirate ship, right into the concourse, and we, because that's where it echoes, right into the concourse behind sections 109 where I sit and all that, you know, behind the Bucks bench. And we're going to be chanting and cheering and yelling all the way to the southwest corner of the stadium. That's the tunnel where the Buccaneers come out. Sections 118, 119, 120, 121. We are going to take over those sections. And as the Buccaneers come out of that tunnel, we are going to do exactly what we did at the stick carrier takeover day. But we're going to do it as one. We are uniting as one fan base. And we are going to roll call every single player that comes out of that locker room. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to acknowledge us. Old school. They're going to acknowledge us. Keith, they're going to acknowledge us.
Acknowledge us?
Is there a game tomorrow?
You saw it firsthand.
Dude, it's crazy. And
it gives me goosebumps just thinking about it. I got plenty of
in
beer.
All but these the games are cold. I've been to. Did you say I've cold never beer? Seen this happen. Cold. I've never seen this kind of organization. And you guys have heard for years us talk about there's some things we organize pretty well. Like, we do certain things really well. We've never been able to take it from well before the game all the way through the game until the end of the game, right? This is transformative. Like, Justin, you guys have called this a movement, and I can't argue with it. It is a movement. I mean, it
was not planned. Let me just go ahead and say, this was never, ever planned. This was Dirt Cutter saying, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick, and me going on my podcast at night and saying, hey, if he wants us to carry a big motherfucking stick, then anyone that listens to my podcast is a stick carrier. And that was it. That's how it, there was not me sitting back and saying, you know what, I'm going to sell t-shirts, I'm going to make a lot of money off of this.
I think
great.
It was that, though, in the way you closed that show, though, because you closed that show with, remember, speak softly, and carry that big motherfucking stick. And then everybody started saying it.
Christian's all on your nuts right now. You remember shit you don't remember. I like
he really
that.
Is. Hey, Christian, you got a little Justin right there on your lip, buddy.
I'm surprised I still have my clothes on.
Let's talk a little bit about, like, Joe Bucks fan had an article about dispelling rumors. You just said something again. A couple of things that I did and that I was able to talk to these guys about. This is not about making money. It's just like what we do. It's just like what the Buckaholics do. It's about us getting bigger, better, stronger, faster, right? Better together, like we said before. The t-shirts are for identification, right? And you guys are going to see another announcement here coming soon about a special edition t-shirt that's mm-hmm. going to be pretty special, that the proceeds are all going to name charities, right?
Correct.
Right, we're going to get together in this United Nations of Bucks fans. We're going to figure it out. You guys know what the Buck really matters. We've got charities we support. We're going to come together. We're going to see if we can continue to expand that reach. Listen, learning how you do this shit, we joke around about it all the time. When we started, we didn't know how to do anything. We just said, well, has anyone done this before? No? Well, we'll figure it out, right? So we can help you guys in the stuff you're doing. You can help us in the stuff we're doing. But once again, better together. So let's talk about the tailgate experience. Let's talk about the experience we won in the stadium.
Let's stay with the shirts for a moment.
Okay,
and let me just address something, too, because and this is all out in the open, right? We're drinking beer. You know, nobody's really, you know, paying attention to what we're saying. So everything's free to say, right?
Absolutely.
On What the Buck, of course. I've had a lot of people come to me since that training camp takeover. And I think they're trying to capitalize off of what we were doing. And Derek, I sat with you, I believe it was the very next morning. And I looked you in the eye and I said, this is not about making money. as soon as somebody looks at the stick carriers in a way to make money, the entire thing's going to crumble.
Yep.
You might as well just, you know, make as much money as you can and then get out, because it's going to completely fall apart, implode upon itself. That's not what this is all about. The shirts were done before, and we're going to continue to do the shirts. We are revamping our shirts. Never, ever envisioned it exploding, this whole movement the way it has. We're going to continue to do our shirts. We are in the process of revamping how we do our shirts and where we do our shirts. And as we do that, there's going to be kind of two pots to it. We're going to have, as the shirt money comes in, and I think we need to be transparent with this. As the shirt money comes in, we're going to have a pot that goes to marketing and growing the movement, because I think that's what we really all want to do, is continue to grow this fan base and take over, take back Raymond James Stadium and build it to proportions that we've never seen before. And we're going to give back to charity. So to me, when I think of a mission statement for the stick carriers, just per se, and I know we're uniting here, but for the stick carriers, my mission statement has always been, and it's going to continue to be, to give back to Bucks fans and to give back to the community. And if I can do that to the less fortunate, as a group with Christian and Harold and Sammer and Rob as some of my leaders for the stick carriers, then, so be it. I'm going to do my damnedest to do that. Now, does that mean that I don't make any money off of sponsors for my podcast? No, I make some money off of when you're investing 40 to 50 hours a week into a podcast and a movement, you probably want to make a little bit of money off of it just to kind of justify your time. Derek, I mean, right? I mean, that's not a bad thing.
I have no problem with it. It's not the model that I use,
but I don't care. I'm not making a ton of money, but
listen, the Mercedes you drove up in, man. No,
oh, please. I've had the same car. All right, here. Let's just throw it out there. I've had the same car for 14 years, okay? I've got my 4Runner. I've had it for 14 years, and you know what? It's still good, so I'm going to stick with it.
There's a difference, though, in making money off of people that are sponsoring your podcast and making money off of merchandise.
Correct.
There's a difference.
Correct. And I definitely want the merchandise. Because the merchandise is just about embracing a fraternity, embracing a movement, and if we can use that money for a good cause in growing the fan base and giving back to charity, to me, that's the ultimate goal, and that's what we're going to do.
Well, and that's where I think we can step up and help a lot. We talked about earlier, one of the things you don't have to do to be part of this movement, this effort that we're doing, is you don't have to like all the same shit. The only thing you have to like the same is the Buccaneers.
Yes.
Right? You're not going to all like the same podcast. So a lot, you know, believe it or not, Justin, some people think I'm an asshole. I know that may be hard to believe.
Nobody, you know what? You know what I've heard is that nobody dislikes me. I've realized that everyone really likes me. They think I'm really upstanding, and they think that I'm a king of the world.
You know, well, what's
funny? Oh, and I'm feeding right into that pompous.
Give me about two more beers and another half hour. I'll be hating on you.
Okay, there we go.
All right, so
fair and just.
So the shirts are clear. We're going to get those things rolled out. You guys are going to see some excitement about that. There's going to be money going to charity for that, which is going to be great.
All the proceeds for that shirt are going to go to charity.
Absolutely.
Not a marketing budget.
That's going to go to
the game day shirt that we're looking at for a unifying shirt. All of that's going to go to charity.
Now, when we go past that, when you look at what else you, like we were talking about the what you have to do, we were talking about before, it's like ice cream. You don't have to all like the same shit. But one thing we are going to have at our tailgate is we are going to be family. We're all going to get along. We can disagree. You can love Doug Martin. You can hate Doug Martin. Don't care. We also have made it a destination here, and it's going to continue to be some. We had 200 Vikings fans. We had 600, I think, Raiders fans. They're fans just like we are. Before the game, we're going to drink together. Listen, we should be very friendly to the fans who come from other teams to our stadium, because they're going to be really sad after the game. So we have to really kind of console them a little bit. In the game, we can talk shit. That's fine. We have gone for, I guess, 11 years of tailgating. Cheryl will correct me because I don't know how time works. Never had a single incident at this tailgate. Think about the amount of alcohol consumed. It was funny. Nick in the chat room was like, shit, we're not going to be able to spell when we walk up to the stadium. No, you'll be okay. We'll have pictures. It'll be fine. Justin will be leading. It'll be great.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine, because I've done it. I mean, honestly, that's how I spelled Buccaneers when I was younger, is I used to sing the song, and that was the way I would, Buccaneers, go Bucks. But I would.
Did you ever do like I did and wrote "Go Bucks" on the paper?
No, I never did. I always thought it though. But but if you can do that when you're younger, you can do it in your sleep, and you can definitely do it when you're drunk. Trust me, I've done it.
So that wasn't water in your water bottle?
Wait, you're what not- water?
We don't drink. Hell no, H2O. Wait, yeah, I watch Coyote Ugly. What do you want? I'm sorry.
You're not drunk right now?
I'm a little drunk.
You're a little drunk?
Yeah. Only a little drunk.
So, yeah. Is the rumor true then, Coyote Ugly? You got on the bar when you did karaoke?
Bitch, I'll get on the bar right now. I don't give a fuck. So, this is when. In
are Justin, we going to hump on each other tonight?
Listen, as long as we keep our pants on, there's no problem. Not that anybody
said
anyway.
Anything about pants.
Justin, I know a good bar in Tallahassee.
I bet you do. So, Justin started talking about it. We're going to meet. He goes through the whole walkthrough. Guys, and a lot of you folks I've been fortunate enough to visit with in other cities, other stadiums. I don't know of this ever being done, guys. Honestly.
That's why this is special.
Like, there's tons of great podcasts out there. There's a bunch of good tailgates. As much as I'll put my dick on the bar and say ours is the best, there's a lot of great tailgates out there.
It's a small dick because it's cold in here.
It would barely reach.
Did you guys hear that thud? A little thud there?
But the reality is this.
It's more like.
This combination of things is unique. So, for anyone out there, we'll put the Twitter handles out there. You all know how to interact on the Facebook pages. This is a real thing. We're getting together. We're going to do it up big. It's going to be spectacular. And it will be spectacular not because of the people at this table. It's going to be spectacular because of the 1,000 people that are there. Right? And we talked about earlier, the only way that this kind of stuff works is because everybody makes it work. Right, we all self-police. We all have a great time. So that's what it's going to be. Now, we're going to transition a little bit and actually talk about this team we love so much. We've made some announcements. We're going to continue to make announcements. We've got the chat room going. I'll make sure that we get things going.
Before we get into the team,
yes, sir.
Let's go ahead and say we're not doing a tailgate for the first preseason game on Saturday.
Yes. Oh, thank you. And Ryan Winfrey, one of my crew members, said, dude, please tell people. This is for regular season. Preseason, we're doing – you've got the preseason pillage. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Pillage.
And our buddy Sam Sammer, who does our graphic stuff, was like, we got to do pillage, preseason pillage. And that's fine. So here's what we're doing. Because we're not doing a tailgate, do your own thing. I've got a little child's birthday party that I'm going to on Saturday. But guess what? I'm going to make sure that's over at 3:30. Drop the kids off. We're good to go.
You're not going to go all Will Ferrell on us and fall in the pool at a kid's birthday
There's
party.
There's a possibility.
We're going streaking through the quad.
Going streaking.
We're going streaking. Well, you can
I
go.
I mean, I will go streaking.
I want you to leave.
Listen, we may have had one of our crew members streak on the field once and get thrown out. If you do get into the police or the station down inside of Ray J, at least draw all of the logos on the wall with those sharpies.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Hashtag.
So the goal for Saturday is, and I think Saturday is an important moment for all of us because we're sitting here uniting, people saying that. People that are saying that we are dividing the fan, what the buck does their own thing, stick carriers do their own thing, Buckaholics. No, we're here saying we all embrace each other. That's what this is all about. And that's why I think Saturday is so important. So if you're going to the game on Saturday night, make your plans now. I've been telling you all week long, get a babysitter, get there early, tailgate if you want to, but make sure at 6 o'clock you're ready. Because at 6 o'clock, between 6, 6:15, we're all going to meet by the ticket office. That's where we're meeting.
Which is the south end zone.
South end zone. That's the only ticket office, right?
Some people don't know where the ticket office is.
Ticket office, south end zone, Tampa Bay, in between Hines and Del Mabry. So everyone meets there. You're going to see us. It's going to be a big group of people a long time before kickoff. So we're going to meet there. We're going to meet each other, have fun, cheer each other on. Then we're going to go into the stadium. We're going to get into the stadium an hour before kickoff. Kickoff doesn't start till 7:30. It's a fucking preseason game. Who's getting into the stadium an hour before kickoff? We are.
Idiots like us.
We are. And we're going to take over that tunnel and all those sections right by where the Bucks come out. And guess what? As they come out onto the field for a fucking preseason game, they're going to be like, holy shit, our fans are behind us. And we're going to cheer each player on. Jameis Winston. Mike Evans, even though he's not playing, we're going to chant them on. D-Jax. Quan Alexander, is he playing? He's not.
No, he's not.
Is anyone playing in this game? Damn it. Vernon Hargraves. We love
Robert
Vernon
Ayers.
Hargraves. Robert Ayers.
Robert Ayers.
But just chanting those players' names as they come out onto the field, it's going to be a special moment. And it's going to be the first time we do that because we're going to do it every time this upcoming season. Then as the team goes back into the locker room, we'll disperse. We'll all go back to our seats. And I'm telling you, I just have this vision. Just hold on, Christian. God, you don't know. Listen,
Dominicans are always premature.
I know. And here's the thing. He doesn't understand the whole buildup of anticipation.
I don't work radio.
All right. Keep your mouth shut. So then as we get to the opening kickoff, we all stand up. Stick carriers, what the buck, buckaholics, everyone. And for those that aren't part of any of those groups, they'll know. Because then we'll all just start swaying back and forth. We'll start swaying back and forth. Chanting, we ready. We ready. We ready. Tampa Bay. Could you imagine just echoing over and over as the team lines up for the kickoff to start the game? If you think you're pumped up right now, imagine how those players are going to be on the field. And what is the ultimate goal? The ultimate goal is to jack our team up as much as possible so that they go out and win. I don't give a shit if it's a preseason game or a regular season game. We're going to get them so fired up that they go out and kick the shit out of every opponent they have inside that that stadium this season. That's all I have. I'm done.
Listen, we've been doing this podcast a long time. I've never had someone clip a mic as much, and I love it. I love the passion. I've got messages on my phone on Facebook. I got people that I've been with for the better part of 12 years saying they got chills. Rick in the chat room said he cried at the takeover. This really is, I hate saying very unique because it's redundant and stupid, but this is unique. If we're able to pull this off, and I don't think it's an if,
when we pull this off, we're going to do this.
This will be transformational. Now, I've been to New Orleans and heard the stand up and get crunk cheer when they score and not been able to hear myself think and been like, fuck, I wish we had this in our stadium. I've been to Atlanta and heard them chant in that stadium and been like, fuck, I wish we had this in our stadium. We can have this in our stadium. Our stadium can be this loud. I've been to Seattle. The 12s aren't all that. Listen, you give them 4 years of bad games, those fuckers are off watching Highlight or whatever you do in Seattle.
That's exactly right? The thing. That's exactly
Lived there, been there, done that, right? They're fair weather as hell. This town has been through hell. We've gone through the misery. We've gone through the shit. We've got Jameis Winston at quarterback. We've got Coach Cutter. We've got a staff. We've got talent all around us. The time is now. When you look at football, there are windows. There are opportunities. We had one back in 99, well, 97 through. 99 was the peak, and I talked about Ricky Prohl this morning, and I'm still sore about it.
But we had
the run, right? We're ready to run right now, right? So get on. Like Justin said, if you're a what the buck, if you're a stick carrier, you're none of those things. You're a Bucks fan. Just get in where you fit in. Listen to the podcast you like. Come tailgate with us. Go to the games. If you're in another stadium and others are traveling, let us know. Because if we travel, we'll be with you.
And I talked about doing the We Ready chant when we're kicking off. But there's no reason. And I know for a fact that the Buccaneers, there are Buccaneers officials listening to this right now. They know what's going on. They follow us, all of us on social media. They knew that there was going to be a big announcement tonight. And we've made the big announcement. We are all united. We're uniting this fan base together for you, Buccaneers. So I hope you're ready. And here's one thing. If you're listening over there at One Buck Place, there's no reason that after every touchdown, we're not all in those stands spelling out BUCCANEERS. Go Bucks. There's no reason why that's not happening. They're doing it with the Jets. They're doing it with the Eagles. We've had this chant all the way back to the 70s. And for some reason, it faded away. I don't know if it was because of the orange uniforms. I don't know if it's because in the 80s, they just didn't score that much and we didn't have a lot to cheer about. I don't know.
Literacy but rates.
Maybe. Maybe people got too drunk and they couldn't spell it.
Nobody has autocorrect on their phones.
We can do it now. We can bring it back. And I really think it's important to bring those aspects back because we're turning Bucks games into an event. Okay? That's what this is all about. This is about building a student-type section in that south end zone. It's about building a college-type atmosphere. And what do you get at those college football games? You get those certain chants that happen at certain times. USF spells out South Florida. Florida State spells out Florida State. There's no reason why we as Buccaneer fans can't spell out B-U-C-C-A-N-E-E-R-S.
You're exactly
it's very
right.
simple, and we should do it after every single touchdown, and we should have a ritual after every or for every single kickoff, and we should have a ritual for every game before, during warmups. We should get our team fired up, and guess what? When that defense is on the field, we need to stand the fuck up and cheer for them. We need to get loud as fuck inside this stadium this year. And it falls on my shoulders and it falls on your shoulders listening right now.
Now go ahead, Keith.
I was just going to say, we have to have a college mentality as far as the fan base goes.
You're from Tallahassee.
What happens in Gainesville. Look what happens in Tallahassee. Look at the Camp Randall stomp for Wisconsin in the third quarter. What we have a fucking pirate ship in our stadium.
Yes. Okay? That's a college thing.
We have a fan base that has accepted the pirate mentality. We like to drink beer. We like to watch football. We like to kick ass. That's what we're here to do. And right now, what Justin, Christian, Derek, and I, and all of you, what we need to do is we need to establish these traditions, the ones that Justin mentioned. We need to have the team, the players, the fans expecting to hear these things. Mm-hmm. When we score a touchdown, we always hear the cannons. We're familiar. You wait for the cannons. Everybody waits for the cannons to fire. We need to hear the stick carriers. We need to hear the Buckaholics. We need to hear WTB. We need to hear What the Buck. We need to hear each and every one of you.
In the chat room right now, someone just said something as well, and the word tradition came out, and that's something that's going to happen. That grows organically. These cheers you're talking about, they will grow organically, and they will spread virally, and that's the power. You get two Jagoffs that are cheering, and it spreads to seven. If you start with 2,000, guess how fast it spreads.
Yes.
But someone said third downs, right? When you think about third downs, and you guys did this at the takeover, you wanted to cause them to call a timeout or cause a false start, and it happened. I was there. I saw it. I tweeted about it. It happened, right?
Was that for the rest of practice.
Was that one of the greatest moments ever in a Buccaneer training camp? That the crowd there forced their offense
to call timeout.
At a training camp to call a timeout? I mean, that must have been one of the... I've been to a lot of training camp practices. You've been to a lot of training camp practices.
Oh, my God. Usually you're just... You're sitting around, you know, looking at your phone, looking at practice, looking at your phone, looking at practice.
Old school. You've
never
seen
it.
You've probably been to more than anyone, even more than me.
What was?
Now, I'm dumb. I go to everyone I can't get to. It was the first I've ever seen.
What was great for me was the reaction of the players. I mean, the players got jacked the fuck up. They were jumping up and down, pointing at the crowd, going nuts. I mean, they literally went in the silent count for the rest of practice. They had to go in the silent count.
And that was only a few thousand people now. That was only a few thousand people at a training camp practice. We can do that inside our stadium. We need to take back Ray J.
We need to take back the stadium. On third down, there is no reason any of you are sitting in your seats.
No.
I don't care what the ticket policy says.
If somebody is sitting in their seat, tell them to get the fuck up.
Listen, Derek just said it. It happens organically. I mean, there's been a lot of people sitting on their hands lately, right? Not a lot to cheer about. But last year, if you remember that Seattle game, you know, one guy stood up, then the next guy stood up. The next, you know, everybody was standing up. It was going freaking insane. Like you said, it just kind of happens organically.
So one of the things I want to bring up here is, and this is where, like Justin said earlier, there are officials of the Buccaneers listening to this. They have listened to us over years.
They're listening.
They listen to everyone over years. I know a lot of our guys have been trying to get a cheering section put in, like the deep end in Miami down there. And these are things that can happen over time, right? But what starts now is, if you're the one asshole standing up, it's easy for them to call an usher and be a dick, right? If the whole section stands up, you know what happens. We've all been there. Everyone just stands up. Mm-hmm. If it's a critical third down, if it's the end of the game, people don't act like assholes when it's a big play. If you make every play a big play, if your culture changes such that when you go into Raymond James Stadium, the default position is on your goddamn feet.
Yes!
And that's how you create tradition.
Dude, when you go to a college game, when you go to a stadium that has that kind of mentality, that has that kind of fan base, you feel it. You feel it walking into the stadium. You feel it when you walk out. You feel drained. You feel exhausted. We owe it to the fan base. We owe it to the team. We owe it to the league. We owe it to the game. If you're going to come to the stadium and sit on your hands,
stay home.
You can use your own bathroom. You can pay for
air conditioning.
You have cheaper beer.
Cheaper beer.
You can kiss your kids and go play with them at halftime. We're here to show not only the Buccaneers, the team, the players. We're here to show the NFL that we're not a joke, that we're a real team, we're a real franchise, we're on the rise, and we are not that far from taking back our stadium, and then we're coming after yours.
Well, and here's the thing. We're here because we all have one thing in common. We all want the Bucks to win. Okay, Dirk Cutter wants to have a badass football team, right? That's what he keeps saying. He wants to have a badass football team. Why in the hell are we not trying to have a badass fan base to go with his badass football team? And my God, why can we not do that in the stands? And I think we can. Here's the thing. If, and Keith, you said it great. You know, if you want to go to the game and just watch the game, just stay at home. We're building an atmosphere. We're building a home field advantage because, again, you go around this table, whether it's What the Buck, Buckaholics, Stick Carriers, or any other fan out there, you're not rooting for the Bucks to just tie or lose. You're rooting for them to win. Well, if you want to help them win, if you want to help them achieve the goal that you have for them, then you need to provide that home field advantage because we have a say in the outcome of the game. And I'm not just saying from being loud. I'm saying if you're a player coming out of that tunnel and you see opposing team's fans in the lower bowl, you get a little deflated. If you come out of that tunnel and you see empty seats, you get deflated. I'm a former football player. I know this. I played at UConn and We didn't have
it's a football school?
I'm sorry about
that. It's a football
that.
School?
Wait a minute. Wait, they play with a ball that's not round?
Yeah, they have girls basketball.
It was.
I know that.
It was deflating. Okay, Rebecca, I get it. Go Rebecca. I couldn't even make it at UConn.
You got conned.
So here's the deal. If that team comes out of that tunnel and they've got fans and they've got those sections filled in 118, 119, 120, 121, and they're going crazy, but as they look across the way to those sections behind the opposing team's bench, and they see Bucks fans there, and they're going crazy, and the fans going behind their bench going crazy, now the entire stadium is going crazy. Guess what that's going to do? That's going to raise the adrenaline level for the team. And when your adrenaline goes up, I don't know about you, but I do much better at my job when my adrenaline is through the roof. Christian, you probably make better haircuts when you're adrenaline.
You should see the fades he puts out when his adrenaline.
Those are some kick-ass fades.
Something about adrenaline and razors.
I don't know if I want somebody jacked up with a razor on my neck.
But Justin, feeding off what you're saying, you know who else hears that?
But you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. You know who else hears that? The opposing team.
Yeah.
And the opposing fans.
Yeah.
They hear that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a double-edged sword here. You're jacking up your team. They're fired up to go out there and perform for you. And you're making it absolute hell on the opponents, which we've never. I mean, even in our heyday, old school, I don't think we ever made it hell on our opponents.
No, it's funny. I was just thinking about that because when you think about the heyday and you think about the plays where Warren Sapp would make that play on third down, it just happened. It didn't matter what the hell else was happening. Yep. He was going to make the play. It got loud, and I remember loud times. I remember the playoff games that were loud. I remember the first time they brought out the battle flags and how cool that was.
Do you remember when the Vikings came in? They were undefeated. They were like 6-0 that year. And that was the loudest I've ever heard that stadium.
They let Randy Moss catch for 200 yards and still beat him or whatever?
Yes, I'll never forget. That was the loudest I've ever heard that stadium.
No, it was phenomenal. And that is, when we talk about viral spread, and we were joking around about it while we're eating ribs, there's two guys that are
by
like.
By the way, Derek knows how to smoke meat.
Thank you very much.
God, and chicken wings.
Smoke some of my meat.
And chicken wings.
Does this have anything to do with the measuring contest?
No, it does not.
Okay.
There are two guys that start this damn defense chant. They're like between Christian and I, in 218 to 215. They start it and it spreads. And that's about as good as it gets other than Tampa and Bay.
Yeah.
Can you imagine thousands of people who start and understand the chants and can get this stuff going? Guys, it really is going to be something to see. So you're going to need to follow all the Twitter accounts, the Facebook accounts, find out what's going on. Get a flavor for it, the preseason pillage. Get out there at the south end zone by the ticket place. We're going to walk in together. We're going to have all this stuff going. And there's going to be an onus on the Buccaneers. So you Buccaneers folks are listening. And I agree with Justin. I know they're listening. Yeah, if they're not listening live, they're listening on a podcast.
Shame on them if they're not listening, which they are.
If you were listening live, you could hear us.
We are going to need your help, Buccaneers, right? We're going to need your help because as much as that will spread, as we're all standing up, that will make some of this go away. This stadium has to embrace. It has to embrace this kind of fan change, right? From security to entry times, right? We're literally going to be talking with the Bucks about making sure they have extra staff at the gate that this is going to go in, because we don't want people waiting. No one wants to wait. We all want to get in there. We can all be part of this, right? It's all going to be us. We were joking. We weren't joking. We were not joking at all. Flags walking down the street. This is going to be Gasparilla meets football meets SMF. It really is going to be something special. So I think it's going to be phenomenal. And I see someone talking about a fan app. Don't worry. That's already being discussed. There's a lot of this shit going on, guys. So if you want to be part of it, let us all know. Whatever crew you represent, you hang out with, talk amongst everyone. Like, we're all part of the same family. We can share this sort of knowledge. And we all get better.
I think once we start doing these tailgate parties together, and it's like, oh, I was a member of the stick carriers, but man, those what the
what just happened?
Christian, just stay over here.
Those what the Buck guys are really cool, and the what the Buck guys are like, man, those Buckaholics are really cool. And now it's like, now it's not different groups. It's like, okay, well, I can be a part of every group. Yes, we want you to be a part of every group. I want you to listen to my podcast. I want you to listen to What the Buck. You know, I just think it's just about, you know, embracing each other as fans. I won't say anything about the evil Bucks media. I know we're being polite.
It's so. At this point that I have to interject that we just started the Buckaholics podcast.
There it is.
Oh, episode one just launched yesterday. You can find it at buckaholics.com.
We told you there was going to be more breaking news.
There it is.
So I would like to personally extend on behalf of your fan base, the stick carriers.
Yes.
And What the Buck, say thank you for allowing us to be part of this. I think what you're saying and what you've done, it's phenomenal. I mean, I've been a Bucks fan my entire life, okay, ever since they've been here. I've been to the stadium when it was all green for the Packers.
Yeah.
And all brown and blue for the Bears.
Okay.
I've seen this. Remember the story of the tickets on the windshield? That old fable.
It's not a fable. It's fucking true.
My father put two tickets on his. I swear to
that's
God.
That's why I brought it up.
These stories are real. I wasn't around for that. These stories are real.
Our parking space was right in the front, right next to the old Tampa Stadium. And it was my dad and I. And we went to a preseason game. I think it might have been a regular season game. And he just put the extra, he was like, we can't sell these. And he put the two tickets on the windshield. And I swear, we came back and we're like, oh boy, there's four there. Like, come on.
That's what
like,
I mean.
This is, they multiply. What is happening right now? And people think it's a fable. It's not. It was absolutely true.
Yes,
Trent Dilfer's wife called my dad a pussy.
Well, I mean, I don't know your dad or Trent Dilfer that well.
Well, she was a mean old bitch.
judging by the measuring contest we have, you know. But that said, what we're trying to do here, and we're talking about the chants and the cheers and all that, it all falls in line with the unity, okay? We, as fans, can make an impact on our players, on the other team's players. We can make an impact on the Buccaneers front office. If we unify and we're all on the same page and we do the same thing, the same cheers, the same swaying back and forth, marching into the stadium. This isn't just, for some of us, this just isn't a game that we watch on TV or a game that we go to or an event. You wake up on Monday morning after a loss and your day sucks.
Life is just better
when
you win.
Your day sucks. Victory Monday isn't called Victory Monday because it doesn't matter, okay? When we're on national TV, we've got two national TV games at Ray J this year. Two, a color rush and a Monday night. You grew up watching Monday Night Football. That was the biggest thing on TV. Mm-hmm. We have the opportunity to not only let our fans know, our team know, our players, the entire fucking nation, that the Bucks fans and the Bucks are here. We're not some chumps. We're not some flighty fan base. We're not a bunch of,
you know, I gotta ask you a question, and I know this is sort of not in the spirit of this podcast, but this is part of the fan unity thing, right? Who the fuck cares what anyone thinks about our fan base? They can all blow me. I know who our fan base is. We've talked about it before. We have 30 to 40,000 guys and gals who will bleed red and pewter. And we want to turn that 30 to 40,000 into 120,000. I'm not out here to impress anyone on TV. I'm not out here to impress anyone in Cleveland or Green Bay.
I'm here to win some fucking games.
No, well said.
Thanks again, Derek, for allowing us to come into your home and do that podcast and be able to play part of it here on Bucks Uncensored. We are all excited. We will all be at Raymond James Stadium at 5:00 Saturday night tonight.
I cannot wait to see each and every one of you, and I cannot wait to lose my voice because I'm loud as fuck tonight. Let's go. Lots of Bucks takes that we want to get on and dive into and make sure that everyone has their say. Again, big night tonight as we all get to re-enter Raymond James Stadium and take back that stadium. Take back Ray J once and for all. We get some Bucks takes next. This is Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored, Justin Pulaski, the Commish. This is three times a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. First available at joebucksfan.com in the morning. If you want to subscribe on iTunes, Podcast Addict, or Podbean, you can do so, and that podcast will download directly to your mobile device at noon on each of those days. We've got a whole slew of Bucks takes that we're going to have. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast so far. Fired up for tonight. Who is going? Who is ready? Who's ready to see Jameis Winston in person? Who's ready to see this defense flying around to the football? Who's ready to see this offensive line dominate the line of scrimmage? I want to see some Chris Godwin. I want to see some Vernon Hargraves. I want to see some Lavonte David and Noah Spence. But I want to see them most of all in our stadium. I want to see the stick carriers cause false starts for the opposing offense. These are things I want. These are things I need. These are things I want and need you to make happen. I just have one question for you. Are you ready? Brandon's up first with his buck stake. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, Justin, what's up? Stick carriers. It's Brandon from Washington State coming at you from the road with a quick Bucks take. That fucking live video that you had on the stick carrier page with the get-together with Old School and Keith and fucking Christian was there, and I'm not even going to fucking be there Saturday, and I am jacked out of my goddamn mind. Oh, my God. I almost wish that I wasn't even going for the fucking Giants game and I was going to be there for this event. That's how fucking stoked that I am. I can calm down. I'm driving right now. It was awesome to watch, and I had to take a break from watching Keith. He's got the live feed going on right now. I had to stop so I can send in a quick Bucks take while the chills and goosebumps are still fucking there. Anyways, can't be there for this Saturday, but 34 days I will be there for the Week 4 Giants game, and I cannot fucking wait. Yeah, I'm lost for words, so I will leave you with this. Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick. Later.
Gotcha, Brandon. Thanks all the way out there in Washington. I want to fly through some of these Bucks takes. Let's stay on the West Coast. Let's go to Craig in Vegas. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Commish. It's Craig in Vegas. Been a while since I sent in a take. Just wanted to say thanks to everybody for what you're doing for my hometown. Listen, I was born in Tampa General Hospital. I was there with the Bucks for the very first days at Tampa Stadium. My dad, always wanted them to play good. Been through the darkest of days as well, too. But it's nice to see pride in the 813. Whether it's coming from local or anywhere else, but what you're doing makes me miss home even more, but it also puts a smile on my face every day. It gives me that pride to know where I'm from, Tampa. Though I may be in Vegas, I bleed 813 every day. I watch all the Tampa sports. I listen to you. I'm addicted to Tampa, and I want to get home someday as well, too. But I got to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I have tears in my eyes when I watch some of the videos and the cheers and the chants. But what you're doing right now means the world to me. And so I can't wait to get on the road and see him in Arizona. I'm going to go to Green Bay, and I can't wait to book a playoff ticket to go home and watch him play in Raymond James. But keep it up. Keep up what everybody's doing, the stick carriers, what the buck, everybody. But biggest thing is speak softly and keep carrying that big motherfucking stick. Go Bucks.
Imperative that we continue to do what we've done, but we haven't even been together inside the stadium yet. That's why this is so, this could be something that we all look back and tell stories about in 5-10 years, if this is as special as we all believe it is. This is a story I'm going to tell my daughter one day, because she's going to grow up and always think, well, that's just how it's always. No, we built something special together. People used to just go and sit on their hands and not cheer. Ugh. Not anymore. Home field advantage. Badass football team on the field. Badass fan base in the stands. Okay? Let's go to Canada. Ken's there. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Justin. It's Ken from Canada, chiming in with another Bucks take. And I got something to admit. I was one of those silent fans, sitting in my seat, not really saying much, enjoying the game, but not helping the team. But now that the stick carriers have educated me on what a real fan does when they're in the stadium, you're damn right I can't wait to get to my next Bucks game. I wasn't even going to go to a game this year. Now, with the way this movement's going, I feel like I gotta go. It's calling me to go there. So, I gotta save up the money. I'm gonna have to probably leave the kids and wife at home, so you know how that's gonna go over. But I'm getting down there. The only week I got, Patriots, Thursday night. Usually I'd think we get asses handed to us, especially with our history of Thursday night football I've seen personally myself. Like to forget. But anyways, if any stick carriers want to pair up with room or something like that, if they're coming from out of town, make things cheaper, I'd love it. Can't wait to get down there, try all the sponsors, eat some good food, Bricado, Sports Legends, even let my hair grow long, hit up Headlines. Definitely try some B4 so I'm good to go the next day, Friday. But let's get right back into this. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
All right. Love the passion. Love what you brought there. And I want to stay, we're kind of all over the country now before we go local. Let's go up to Atlanta. Dante's there. Hey, Dante.
Yo, Kamish. Stick carriers. It's Dante in Atlanta. It's been a while since I chimed in, but I've been listening, you know, everything, man. I'm excited, man. You know, like I mentioned before, me and my son go to the little sports spot on Sundays and watch the games and whatnot. Man. He called me yesterday. He's like, Daddy. He's like, only 3 more weeks before we get to go watch the Buccaneers together, man. It just got me so fired up for the season. Watch the preseason and stuff, and he wanted to go to the sports spot. Then he got his Buccaneers shirt on, but I'm calling up, man, I got a bold prediction. I know we've been on Jerry McCoy's ass a lot, rightfully so, like I said before, like everybody said. But I think this year he will be an MVP candidate. And he won't win, of course, because his sack numbers won't be there with Von Miller's and the J.J. Watts and whoever else. But I think he'll be, like, in the conversation. And if Jerry McCoy's in the conversation is for defensive MVP, that means he's doing, 10, 11 sacks, man, and then shit. I think we're going to see the best Jerry McCoy we've ever seen this year, man. That's all I got, man. I just want to say you guys be safe out there as always. Speak softly. Carry a big motherfucking stick. Nailed it.
I've said it, though. I think last year was Gerald McCoy's best year in the NFL. Hard to say. I mean, that it took him that long to have his best year, but last year was pretty good. If he can stay healthy and do that again, the defense is going to be very, very stout. From the regular season. Eric's in San Diego. Hey, Eric.
Justin, stick hair. This is Eric out in San Diego. Just a couple quick things. For anybody who wants to meet up for the first game of the season, put a thing out on the stick hair page on Facebook. let me know. There's a couple guys who definitely seem like they're interested, but I need to know so that way I can go ahead and get that spot reserved for us. As far as preseason goes, I mean, you can't ask for a better preseason than what we've had, especially when you look at what preseason really should be for us, a team that's got some high standards, is injuries minimal, very minimal on injuries, which has been great, and efficiency with the first team. That's all you can really ask for. If you want to say nitpicking or looking at a couple things, just really kind of, I'm going to say disappointed, but man, it'd been really great to have drafted a running back a little earlier in this draft this year. We kind of did the same thing last year, where defensive tackle was such a deep position and we didn't address it. And then this year, we wait until the fifth round. And yeah, hey, hopefully McNichols becomes a great player, but it's, you watch guys like Marlon Mack and Dalvin Cook, guys the Bucs showed interest in, and you just see that game-changing, take away the angle speed, and you just kind of hope, we wish that was there. But, I mean, I got to be honest, I'm happy with getting Justin Evans. I know he hasn't really performed well yet, but he'll come through, and Beckwith looked great. So, overall, great preseason. Let's go Bucs, baby.
All right, let's get fired up for Saturday night. I know I am. Good Bucs take there. Eric, we go to, hey, Garv's been gone for a while. Hey, Garv.
Hey, Justin, Garv in Sarasota, JP Garv on Twitter. I've got something to say. Saw a post on Stick Carriers about some of these guys selling their tickets to visiting fans, Giant fans and Patriot fans, to make a profit. You know what? Fuck them. Fuck them. There's no goddamn excuse for it. You can easily sell your tickets at face value to Buccaneer fans, to Stick Carriers, easily. Let them go. This business of making a profit and thinking that's cool when those fans are sitting around other Buck fans being a pain in the ass and taking over our stadium is bullshit. We've got to stop this crap now. There's nothing cool about it. There's nothing smart about it. It's only being a fucking asshole by doing something like that. So let's keep it within ourselves. Let's sell tickets to fellow fans that really want to go at face value. You're not losing money. You're just doing a Stick Carrier favor, filling the stadium. That's what we want, a stadium full of Buccaneer fans. No more visiting fans taking over our home. That's all I've got. Pissed off Garv in Sarasota. But now I'm speaking softly and carrying a big motherfucking stick. Nailed it.
Garv, I hope you're there early. I'm going to need you. I'm going to need you early now. 6 o'clock, Saturday night, tonight. Got to get loud. Got to cheer on this team. And Garv, we missed you at the training camp takeover. So this is going to be even bigger and better and louder than the training camp takeover ever was. Fritz is up with us. Hey, Fritz.
Hey, Justin. Fritz 50 here. This is my first Bucs take. Just wanted to give you a Bucs take about what the Stick Carriers are fighting. 3 years ago, I'm sitting in the stands, way up in the nosebleed seats where I reside. I'm yelling my fool head off at a lousy Bucs game when the woman in front of me turns around and asks me to yell quieter because I'm hurting her poor fucking ears. I didn't know what to do, so I quieted down. I don't think I'll be doing that. Shout out to Bricados and all the other sponsors. My apologies for not remembering them. Just keep it up. Fritz 50 out.
I know we announced the Buffalo Wild Wings earlier this week. We will announce another new sponsor coming up next week as well, and you guys have been so awesome in embracing the sponsors. Buffalo Wild Wings will be the host of many away game watch parties this upcoming season. And if any of you have ever been to a Buffalo Wild Wings, very spacious, holds a lot of people, professional staff, great food, and a ton of beer. So it's going to be a blast being at different Buffalo. And we're going to be all over the place. So, you know, I know we've been in Clearwater at Sports Legends, who's going to still be on with us, and they're going to host an away game watch party coming up as well. But Buffalo Wild Wings, I mean, we're still nailing down which locations, but I'm guessing, you know, Brandon, Oldsmar, Ybor City. I mean, we want to make sure that we kind of get the entire area
So we will do our best in doing that. Izzy's up. Hey, Izzy.
Hey, Commish. Stick carriers. First Bucks take. I'm Izzy Rock from Dayton, Ohio. I'm a fellow podcaster, and I've been a Bucks fan since 97. I discovered this podcast in the spring after the draft, and I've been hooked ever since. Love what you and Joe Bucks fan are doing. I have a Bucks tattoo, and I haven't been this excited about the team in a long, long time. All you Bucks fans out there, you stick carriers, you guys are getting me so... I was at the preseason game in Cincinnati, and I took my 14-year-old son on the way down to the game. We listened to Bucks Uncensored. He found out what stick carriers were when we got to the game, sitting near the side. This is such a good movement for this team. Great job, everybody. I'm so envious being up here in Ohio, but love it. Love it, love it. So, thanks, guys. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Izzy, appreciate the kind words. Glad you guys are listening up there in Ohio. And keep listening to the Bucks Uncensored podcast 3 times a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Will is in the Midwest.
Justin! Will in the Midwest here. Let's chime in with a fucking Bucks take. So I want to just go back real quick to last week, kind of sum up the last 2 weeks. Man, I was so impressed with the fucking team against the Jags. I know it's only preseason, but man... It's got me so excited. If you really think about it, if you're keeping tally on it, our fucking starting defense is already throwing a shutout so far through the preseason. Once again, I know it's preseason, but man, I'm telling you, it doesn't fucking matter. I've never been so hyped over preseason games in my fucking life. I had to have my fiance the other day tell me to calm down because it was only preseason. On that fucking Thursday night edition of that Monday Night Football, it was, yeah. But anyways, and then just talking about the offense in general, Jameis Winston has been lights out. And to imagine that he's only 23 years old, guys and girls. 23 fucking years old. He's only going to improve. And as for that third and goal play, who gives a flying fuck? I mean, for one... He said in the press conference, he's just feeling hot. He knows he shouldn't make plays like that, but he's feeling hot. And, you know, I'm not trying to think like Jameis is thinking, but it was probably third and goal. He was probably aware of, like everybody else is, that it's a fucking preseason game, and he wanted to try to make a play. The thing I was most concerned about was his fucking knee getting bent back. You know, it's just – those are the type of shit I hope and wish that in the future you continue to avoid – is taking big shots in the preseason because we definitely don't need anything like that to happen. So, but just thoroughly impressed with this fucking team. I can't wait until they're playing 4 quarters, you know, with all the starters. It can't come soon enough. But, yeah, really, that's it, guys. Shout out to all the sponsors, B4, Bricados, Sports Legends Bar and Grill, Headlines, Joe Bucks fan, Ira Kaufman. All you guys, I love everything you guys do. I'm just fuck, man. I hope I can feel the presence this Saturday while I'm watching the game from home of the stick carriers and all Bucks fans. I love it that we're fucking uniting as a fan base. You know, like you said, Justin, it doesn't necessarily need to be stick carriers. We're just a part of the movement. And I just hope it continues this way in a positive direction, regardless of what happens. If there's fucking hiccups in the season, guys, we need to continue to stay strong and stay behind this fucking team. All right? Anyways, Justin, man, keep doing what you do, brother. And go Bucks, baby!
You know, on the stick carrier front, I think eventually the stick carrier name will fade away. It'll morph into something. But for the time being, why not stick carriers that we all unite under? Well, I like our name, and I like our name. Well, Dirk Cutter, our current head coach, said that he wants to speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. We didn't just
randomly go out and pick a name. We took what our coach said and said, all right, he wants us to carry a big motherfucking stick. Fine. We're stick carriers. That's not, it's not a private group. It's not an exclusive group. We're Bucks fans that are just walking in the path of what our head coach has laid down before us, asking us to carry a big motherfucking stick. So that's what we unite under. We are all stick carriers. And I continue to go back to what Scott Ledger said. He said, I've always been a stick carrier. I just never knew that that's what it was called. Haitian Bucks fans up. Hey, Carl.
What's up, Kamish? This is Haitian Buck fan, a.k.a. Carl, chiming in, giving you my Bucks take. I just wanted to comment on Hard Knocks. I watched Hard Knocks last night with the wifey. You know, it's one of the shows that we watch together every night. And I wanted to comment about Jameis's pregame hype, you know, speech. Not the one with the rhymes, but the one just right before the game when he was saying, like, you know, we can't rewind time. You know, this is it, you know. And it got me so fired up. For me, I mean, it doesn't take a lot for me to get fired up watching the Bucks, but it says a lot when my wife that's watching the show, she had goosebumps, Kamish. She had goosebumps on her legs. I'm like, are you getting goosebumps? She's like, yeah, this kid got me fired up. And I'm like, yeah, can you believe this guy is 23 years old? I mean, it's pretty impressive to see how he's able to get people all to follow him and you know, the messages that he's trying to communicate to his teammate. It's not really cliche, you know, it's coming really from the heart. It's really genuine. But anyway, that's all I have for you guys today. And as always, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
Okay. I did not watch Hard Knocks this week, and I honestly don't know if I'm going to watch any more of them. I've gotten word that while it's supposed to be a reality show, there's been a lot of parts of Hard Knocks that have been scripted and fake and just flat out made for TV. And I'm not interested in that. I thought this was supposed to be a behind the scenes. Oh, really? And I guess the editing has been so much that they make it look like certain people are talking about a certain player, but instead they're actual, in real life, they're talking about somebody else. And I, not interested in all that. I'm not interested in HBO trying to make it a drama. Oh, this is so dramatic. We're going to edit this the right way. Or staging fake bullshit just for the show itself. It's supposed to be a reality show. Sorry. I'm just not interested. But I'm sure a lot of you are, so make sure you keep watching. Ooh, some really good Bucks takes to round us out. Let's go to Oklahoma City, the OKC boys.
What's going on, Kamish? What's going on, Stick
what
Carriers?
Up, bitches?
It's the OKC boys. It's OKC Light.
OKC Pack.
And we're back at you with a Bucks take. MIA for the last 2-3 weeks, just on vacation, enjoying the summer. You know, fucking eclipse. Wait, I'm fucking, never mind. Yeah, I'm not blind.
Fuck the eclipse. Fuck the fight this weekend. We're 3 fucking weeks away, Lack.
3 weeks until the OKC boys invade Raymond James Stadium.
Motherfucker.
Week 2, home opener against the Bears. Can't wait to see all you crazy bastards out there.
And, we're gonna
turn that shit up a bit. So, as far as the preseason, so far
up
so
and down
good.
That
first team offense
up
looks unstoppable. As long as we stay healthy, ain't gonna be a team that can fucking stop this offense. No. Only two concerns.
Kicker.
the kicker, that situation.
The Rodzilla.
It's a clusterfuck at this point. So, Rodzilla, just send us that open-toe shoe. Just send that down to OKC, and we're going to come in a week fucking early. You know, Pakulak, we're 2-1, so fuck it. We'll both give a shot. If I miss, I'll fucking throw Pak out there. If he misses, they fire both of us. Fuck
it. Can't be any worse.
2-1. Can't be worse than Aguayo. The only other concern is going to be the fucking running back situation.
Open it up,
you know, we were hoping that they would have addressed it, you know, in the offseason. But, hey, it is what it is at this point. Just let Jameis do his thing. Let him control the offense, and we should be fine. And hopefully when Dougie comes back, he'll be ready to go. So,
one last thing. We got that fucking pillage.
Yes, enjoy the pillage tonight.
Let's go, motherfuckers!
We're going to take back fucking
Ray J. Let's go! They the fucking puppies. We the fucking dogs.
Yeah, so fuck the dog pound. We're the fucking stick carriers.
We the fucking dogs, baby.
It's time to take back fucking Ray J.
Woo!
As always,
Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
It's happening. The OKC boys coming down to Tampa in just a couple of weeks for the home opener against the Chicago Bears. They will be in 119 and cannot wait to hang out with those guys. Rico's up. Hey, Rico.
Good morning. Good morning, Justin. This is Rico once again chiming in. Got a quick Bucks take before I head into work. Want to let you know I attended a training camp practice with a couple of my friends yesterday, Tuesday the 22nd. You know, not much going on. It's kind of the middle of the week. There's school, work, so not a lot of people made it out there, but I made a priority on my off day to go out there. You know, I had to go out there after that, you know, Bucks takeover. Once again, you know, enjoyed myself, like I said. Got a few autographs. I met a few people, Scott Smith, TJ Reeves, and Jason Light, man. I did meet him very briefly. He was walking up to go inside the building, but I got his attention. And he quickly turned around, and when I mentioned to these three fellas that I was a stick carrier, their eyes got wide, their face lit up, especially Jason Light, man. He embraces us all. He loves us. He asked me when are we coming out there again. I told him, you know, we're trying to, you know, make things work out so we can come at least once a year. He said, why once a year? How about five times a year? And I started laughing. I said, we'll see. But I clearly know, man, you want to make this annual ritual, Justin. But, you know, like I said, the Bucks organization do embrace us. And all this negative media, they just need to stop, man, because they're losing. It's a lost cause with them, man. They're not going to win. We're doing something positive. If we're doing something negative, then they have all the reason to bash us. But, hey, you know, it is what it is. Like you said, Justin, I'm not going to pay no mind to that. We're going to keep our heads high. And the main thing here, we're just going to have fun. That's what it's all about, man, having fun. To all the sponsors, Joe Bucks Fan, Ricardo's, B4 Headliners, shout-outs to you. And just one more time, I applaud you. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
All right, I know Jason Light's listening. Jason, listen, here's the deal. We can't do it five times a year. You know that. It gets watered down. It gets diluted. You can't bring that kind of energy in five different practices. We will have our stick carrier training camp takeover day. At one point, maybe I'll consider expanding it to two. Maybe. But for right now, it's one day. One day where we all focus on being there. I don't do things half-ass. So if we're going to do it, we're going to do it big. Right? Is that Jameson? If we're going to do it, we're going to do it right. And when you start to do multiple ones and less people show up, it gets or becomes a little deflating. I don't want it to be deflated. I want it to be an event. I want Saturday night, tonight, to be an event, and I want each and every home game to be an event for you. A home field advantage for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Outlaw's up. Hey, Outlaw.
Commish, Outlaw. What's going on, man? It's finally here. Stick carriers, it's finally here.
I've never been this excited for a preseason game. I know Lou's probably out of his mind. Can't wait to see you all you crazy bastards, as Lou says, on Saturday. Justin, I love the vision. I love the podcast. I love the way you lay it out for us, man. I saw on Twitter the other day, or Facebook, one of those, somebody complaining about, I wish, when are we going to get to more Bucks talk? I'm really not complaining. Yeah, you kind of are complaining. You know what's great about this podcast? Justin tells you right up front, you know, this podcast isn't for everybody. If you don't like it, go someplace else. It's uncensored. Justin has a vision, and he shares that vision. Why? Because without a vision, the people perish. Justin wants what a lot of us want. He wants Raymond James to be the badass home field advantage that he knows it can be. And how do we get that to happen? You got to lay out a vision. You got to drive the vision home. Reminds me of a story I was told as a kid. And it's been impactful ever since. And I try to live by it. And I try to have a vision. And it goes something like this. Mrs. Disney was given a tour of Walt Disney World, the Magic Kingdom over there in Orlando in 1971, 5 years after Walt died. She gets to the end of the tour, and people were absolutely amazed. They said, wow. One of the reporters said to Mrs. Disney, she said, you know, isn't it a shame that Walt wasn't alive to see what this became? And she flipped around, and she said, oh, no, he saw it. And that's why it's here. And it's kind of the same thing here, dude. You got to lay out the vision. I love the way you do it in 1, 3, and 5 years. And it starts Saturday, tonight. Be there at 6:15. We're going to take back Ray J. All day Saturday, though, you guys got to be speaking softly so we can carry that big motherfucking stick. Crushed it.
It is a vision. It is our inaugural event inside Raymond James Stadium. It is our first opportunity to take back Ray J, and it will go down as a moment in history as we build this great new fan base for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Why not us? Why not now? Did Outlaw mention Lou? Is that, did he?
Justin, Lou and Port Richey, man. First off, I want to thank everybody that reached out to us, man, about our post on the autism awareness, man. Kind of helped out to hear so many people, you know, dealing with the same deal. Just want to say thank you to everybody, man. Me and my wife, Teresa, man, baby, I love you. I know you're listening. You know, just want to say thank you to everybody, man. But look, man, I look forward to everybody, seeing everybody there tonight, man. You know, the preseason pillage, baby. The pillage. Man, it's going to be awesome, man. We're going to go out there, man, get together, man. I hear, the Winston family's coming out, man. Dude, bro, let's get fucking crazy. Hey, man, I also want to say unification, man, with, you know, what the Buck and the Buckaholics, bro. Let's do this, man. I look forward to all the events, man. I hope they come out and, you know, represent with us tonight at the stadium. And, dude, like I said, let's get loud and proud. Let's do this for our Bucks. So I want to keep this short, man, before our new sponsor, Buffalo Wild Wings, Johnny B, Joe Bucks Fan, Bricados, Headlines Barbershop, Sammer, look, man, if you're in Bradenton, man, go see him, bro. He's at the, I believe it's called the Desert Wind Smoke Shop, man. You know, hook him up, man. That's one of his businesses, bro. Go see him, man. He'll hook you up. Dude, Joe Bucks Fan, all the podcasts, Rock Riley, dude, all you guys, man, all you crazy bastards, man. Thank you, man. I look forward to see all you guys out there, man. And as always, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
All right, Lou, fired up, man. It's happening tonight. And as we heard earlier in the joint podcast with What the Buck and the Buckaholics, the Stick Carriers uniting with What the Buck for a gigantic tailgate party before each and every home game. That is going to be on Ohio, right across the street from One Buck Place. So, you know how Himes
You know how Himes runs north and south, how Martin Luther King runs east and west. Parallel to Martin Luther King is Ohio Street, right? So if you take Himes to Ohio and head east, that's where the tailgate's going to be. It is for a charitable donation. I am asking all of the stick carriers that come to our tailgate parties, and everyone is invited. I want to kind of overwhelm old school with how many people show up for these. Now, we're not doing one Saturday night. We are not doing one preseason. First one's going to be against the Bears. I want to see how many people we can get there. $20. Listen to this. I'm asking for a $20 donation. All of the proceeds, all of the profits that come after the costs of putting it on, all of the profits go to charity. Every single penny goes to charity. I'm asking for $20. $20 a person. Here's what you get. All you can eat and all you can drink. Beer. There's going to be rum punch. The Tito's is a sponsor for our tailgate parties. So check it out. We need you there. And then, of course, the timeline, like for the tailgate parties, just in particular, we break down the tailgate party an hour and a half before kickoff. We start to get ready. We just throw some of the electrical stuff, just some of the stuff they don't want to be, don't want to get stolen. Then we all think, imagine 1,000 people marching into Raymond James Stadium. Imagine 1,500. Imagine 2,000 people. It's an impact that no other stadium has. We can have it here. It starts tonight. It starts Saturday night. It starts at 6 o'clock. In the South End Zone Plaza on Tampa Bay in between Himes and Dale Mabry. And we're going to be there early. We're going to be loud. We're going to march into that stadium, and we are going to cheer the fuck out of our team during their warm-ups. It is going to be a night to remember, and I cannot wait to see all of you in just a few hours. I'm Justin Plowski. I am the Commish, at Commish Online on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget to sign up for the Stick Carrier Facebook page. Everyone gets accepted. So just make sure you send a request. We'll make sure you get in there and can interact with other Bucks fans. Well over 4,600 now. Continues to grow. Continue to spread the word about the Stick Carrier movement and what we truly are all about. And don't forget, 3 times a week is the podcast. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. So fired up for tonight. I cannot see straight. Really, really pumped up. iTunes, Podcast Addict, Podbean. If you subscribe there, you'll get the podcast downloaded directly to your mobile device at noon on each of those days, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. If you want it before that, simply go to joebucksfan.com, our wonderful partner. Looking forward to being out at Todd Wright's. Todd Wright, man, haven't seen him in a while. Todd Wright's Fantasy Football Challenge. At the Hooters on Hillsborough on Monday night. Ira Kaufman will be there. I'll be there. We're going to be drafting and partaking in some fantasy football. So come on out and join us for that. And get all the details at joebucksfan.com. Really, really fired up. Cannot wait to see you stick carriers tonight. I hope you're as fired up as I am. It's going to be a blast. But we always remember that we bring it right back into this, right? In the words of the Godfather himself, Dirk Cutter, he said these words, but I play them for you in a much sexier voice.
Speak softly, but carry a big motherfucking stick.
You betcha. You betcha. See y'all in just a few hours. Nailed it.
Go Bucks. This one goes out to all the stick carriers. I know you ain't no fucking Browns fan if you're on this podcast, motherfuckers. Shit show, we're the Cleveland Browns. If this was an airplane, we'd be going down whores. Because we always get fucked, I thought Manziel was better than Luck. 60, how many years it's been since we had Jim Brown suck ever since then? If we win, just slap me, wouldn't be a Browns fan if I was happy. Basic, named after a color, I think Johnny Football fucked my mother. Cleveland, LeBron broke the curse, doesn't mean shit cause our team is worse. Ohio, where my homies ride, bend over Sundays and give up the buck. I can't tell if my wife is mad, her face is covered with a paper bag. Our team sucks, baby. Our team sucks, baby. Our team sucks, baby. Football is our goddamn porn. We win. You just won't know. Beat the Niners last year. Lost 17 in a row. Dog pound. Where I get my nap. Wake me up when it's time for the draft. Last place. We suck dick. We passed on Jesus with the first pick. RG3's gonna be the man. Played like a clown and got shit canned. Quarterback. We're never gonna get. Tanked the season cause we look like shit. Millions spent on players that suck. Beat my wife cause I don't give a fuck. The game is gonna kick off. In 10 minutes, I'll be jacking off. Hugh Jackson, that's your fucking coach. Gets a pass because we lose the most. Sweat by the Bengals, Steelers, Ravens. Bitches, you know that we're saving. Four picks for Garoppolo. The next backup that can't even throw. Fuck me, Gordon has a little girl. Smokes that weed so we can't play no more. Gonna give up because I just got owned. Daddy taught me how to take that load. Our mascot wears a dog head. Just like us against the spread. 60, how many years it's been? We had Jim Brown sucked ever since then. If we win, just slap me. Wouldn't be a Browns fan if I was happy. Our team sucks, baby. Our team sucks, baby. Our team sucks, baby. Next year we're gonna be great. You fucking know it. Stick carriers, speak softly. Carry that big motherfucking...